Stage 4. Lesson 40. Meat. What are my fingers doing?
Your fingers are meeting.
When you go to meet somebody, do you always arrive early?
No, when I go to meet somebody, I don't always arrive early, but sometimes I arrive early and sometimes I arrive late.
Do you like meeting people you don't know?
Yes, I like meeting people I don't know. Or, no, I don't like meeting people I don't know.
When you meet somebody for the first time, what do you do?
When I meet somebody for the first time, I shake hands with him.
Bring, take. Carry to somebody, carry from somebody. Carry here, carry there. Come with something, go with something. Come here with something equals bring. Go there with something equals take. For example, when you come here, you bring your book with you. When you go there, you take your book with you. Bring me your book, please. What are you doing?
I'm bringing my book to you.
Take your book to her, please. What are you doing?
I'm taking my book to her.
Generally speaking, the difference between bring and take is that we use bring when we carry something to somebody who is speaking, and take when we carry something from somebody who is speaking. For example, you bring your book with you to the school, whilst after the lesson, you take your book home with you. What's the difference between bring and take?
The difference between bring and take is that we generally use bring when we carry something to somebody who is speaking, and take when we carry something from somebody who is speaking.
Give me a sentence with bring in it, please.
The pupils bring their books with them to school.
Give me a sentence with take in it.
The pupils take their books home with them after the lesson.
Do you bring a pen with you to school?
Yes, I bring a pen with me to school.
Do you take this book home with you after the lesson?
No, I don't take that book home with me after the lesson.
Why not?
Because it isn't mine.
Do you bring any food with you to school?
Yes, I bring some food with me to school. Or, no, I don't bring any food with me to school.
Do you take that picture home with you after the lesson?
No, I don't take that picture home with me after the lesson.
Why not?
Because it isn't mine.
What do you bring with you to school?
I bring my pen and book with me to school.
Quite impossible. The word quite has two meanings, completely or nearly completely, depending on the accent. If the accent is heavy, it means completely. If the accent is light, it means nearly completely. For example, the cinema was quite full, means that the cinema was completely full, whilst the cinema was quite full means that the cinema was not completely full, but nearly completely full. What does the word quite mean?
The word quite has two meanings, completely or nearly completely.
How do we know the difference between the two meanings?
We know the difference between the two meanings by the accent. A heavy accent means completely, whilst a light accent means nearly completely.
What's the difference between these two sentences? The cinema was quite full, and the cinema was quite full.
The first sentence means that the cinema was completely full, whilst the second sentence means that the cinema was nearly completely full.
After a very large meal, is your stomach quite full, or quite full?
After a very large meal, my stomach is quite full.
Do you speak English quite well?
Yes, I speak English quite well.
Do you go to the cinema quite often?
Yes, I go to the cinema quite often. Or, no, I don't go to the cinema very often.
Do you think that learning Chinese for a non-Chinese person is quite easy, quite difficult, or quite impossible?
I think that learning Chinese for a non-Chinese person is quite difficult.
Pure, impure. Is pure water bad for the body?
No, pure water isn't bad for the body, but it's good for the body.
Is the wine or food we buy in the shops always pure?
No, the wine or food we buy in the shops isn't always pure, but sometimes it's pure, and sometimes it's impure.
Promise, then. Do you ever promise to give something to somebody and then not give it?
Yes, I sometimes promise to give something to somebody and then not give it. Or, no, I never promise to give something to somebody and then not give it.
Do you always do what you promise to do?
Yes, I always do what I promise to do. Or, no, I don't always do what I promise to do.
Polite. Impolite. Adult. Are people always polite in the shops and streets?
No, people aren't always polite in the shops and streets, but sometimes they're polite and sometimes they're impolite.
Are children generally more polite than adults?
No, children aren't generally more polite than adults, but they're generally less polite than adults.
Help. If you can't answer a question during the lesson, who helps you to answer it?
If I can't answer a question during the lesson, the teacher helps me to answer it.
Do husbands in this country generally help their wives in the house?
Yes, husbands in this country generally help their wives in the house. Or, no, husbands in this country don't generally help their wives in the house.
If you help me, do you think we can lift this table together?
Yes, if I help you, I think we can lift this table together. Or, no, if I help you, I don't think we can lift this table together.
Common. Which is the most common drink in this country besides water?
Coca-Cola is the most common drink in this country besides water.
Fire. Do you have a fire at home in winter?
Yes, I have a fire at home in winter. Or, no, I don't have a fire at home in winter.
Broad. Which is the broadest street in your town?
Rome Street is the broadest street in my town.
Rich. Who is the richest person you know?
My uncle is the richest person I know.
Poor. Name me one of the poorest countries in the world.
Haiti is one of the poorest countries in the world.
Story. Do you like reading war stories?
Yes, I like reading war stories. Or, no, I don't like reading war stories.